Here's a thought I'll title, More Than One Choice. Occasionally when I'm out in the field today, I make a mistake that is an old habit left over from my sheet film days. When you went out into the field with sheet film, you basically had a limited number of sheet film holders and a limited number of sheets of film, which meant your possible exposures were quite limited. And so we worked very carefully to preserve that asset so we wouldn't run out. And we would always want to return, ideally, with at least a couple of sheets of film left just in case there was something interesting to photograph on the drive home. But of course, that strategy doesn't make any sense now in the age of digital photography, where we have the ability to change cards, use giant-sized gigabyte cards, etc. And what I find now is a mistake if I just make one exposure, or more particularly, one composition, which I did and I got caught. And that's what brings all this to mind, is because I just had a problem with something I was trying to solve, but I only had one composition because I had slipped back into my old habit. Instead, it makes more sense now, and this is what I try to remember to do, when I find a place that's interesting and I want to photograph it, I'll try to make a number of different compositions, some horizontal, some vertical, some closer, some farther away, some from high, some from low, some using a shallow depth of field, some using a very large depth of field, to give myself some flexibility so that when I get back home and I'm trying to work the project and use something from that place or that shooting session, that I give myself some choices so that I can find the one that's just right. More often than not, if I only come back with one, maybe it'll work, but it might be a compromise and could be better if I had taken a little more time and given myself more choices back home.